justify your worth. And don't fear your family, nah. Because you chose them a long time before your birth. Yes, you did. And it's never too late to start the day over. It's never too late. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone and call me. It's never too late to lay your head down on my shoulders. It's never too late to come on home. Come on home. I say it's never too late to start the day over. It's never too late.
Hi, you're listening to KSKQ 90. Let's try this. Hi, you're listening to KSKQ 94.9 FM here in Ashland, Oregon. We're a project of the Multicultural Association, and we are at 330 East Hersey Street in Ashland, Oregon. And did I say we're a project of the Multicultural Association? I'm a little discombobulated. A couple of things. I mean, you might have noticed. About 18 minutes late. I mean, I was just barely on time, to be sure. And then I couldn't figure out how to operate a few of the things here. Like, I couldn't get the CD player to work. I finally figured it out. But it took me 15 minutes. Let me see what else. I think I'm going to play you another Michael Franti. This is from his Everybody Deserves Music CD. It's the one I always open the show with. I hope you know why I chose it. I like it because I like thinking that the monsters know that we're divine. So I'm going to play you something else from the same CD. I think it'll be number 7, Love, Why Did You Go Away?
Love, why did you have to go away? Leave us here all alone to survive these crazy, crazy days. And love, see, we've been really missing you. Some new times have come now. Seems like we want you to know, we never wanted you to go, and we wanted you to know, we never wanted you to go. Love, why did you leave us here alone?
So there you have it. Michael Franti, I'll play, and Spearhead, I'll play a little bit more in a little while. Right now I'm, like I said, just kind of getting oriented. We changed out some equipment and some software, and they just changed some of the places where some of the dials are, and some of us take a little bit of time to learn new things. This is Politics, Puzzles, and Potpourri. My name is Susie Ofterhide. This is Sunday evening in Ashland, Oregon. It's been a kind of drizzly day. We're finally having rain here. I'm so, so grateful for that. The show tonight is mostly going to be potpourri because the two people I asked to be my guests, for whatever reason, both couldn't make it. And I spent a bunch of the day kind of thinking about what I wanted to talk about and brought some things to read to you, some stuff I find interesting. I didn't bring everything that interests me. Some of it I'm going to have to try to remember, which is the trick. Anyway, Politics, Puzzles, and Potpourri. Politics is the process by which groups of people make decisions. I really like that definition because politics has gotten to be such a dirty word lately, and I don't think it has to be. I think we just have to be mature as a citizenry and take the time to educate ourselves and make wise decisions. And then a puzzle is a problem or enigma that challenges ingenuity. I mean, what a great way to make decisions is to work through the puzzles that come up together in a good way and make decisions that everybody resonates with. And then potpourri is a miscellaneous collection or a medley of the best songs. So that's what the show is called. I called it that way so that should it be that nobody shows up and I don't really know what to do with myself, I can punt. Which is really my favorite way anyway. I'm going to play you one more Michael Franti. So hold on.
You wrote me on a dark, cold and cloudy day, reminding me on the side of the road, you find a light, you'll find a friend, you'll find a way. But today I'm feeling all broke down, I ain't got the faintest clue about what to do. Can't comprehend the situation at hand, so I try my best just to get back home to you. To the clouds will rain upon you when your sun has gone away. And I believe that what you dream to the moon will manifest before you rest another day. So stay strong, sleep long when you need to. Let the morning take you right on through the day. Yeah, when you find you're at the end of the road, you just lift your head up, spread your wings, and fly away.
Talking loud, yes I will. Somebody tell me why.
That was called High Low, and it featured Zap Mama. All right, so now I want to try to play you this piece that I taped at Peace Village this summer about water. Water is one of my favorite issues because it's really in peril these days, so check it out.
When it's done.
So yes, beautiful interjector. But what that means is it's got greater potential for growth. And what I want to see is the annual percentage increase. Go from a D to a C and then a B and then an A. Are you making progress? Are you going the other direction?
Oh, I was mistaken. This is something else. This is Kevin Danaher. Well, listen to him for a while.
A ton of cell phones contains a hopper, 3 kilograms of gold, 130 grams of group in San Francisco called Green Citizen. And they take people's old cell phones. It has no value to me. You give it to them, and they're extracting in a very clean, safe way with the proper equipment and everything, all of these materials, and then making money off it. And they're a profitable company, and they're providing a service, and the raw material comes to them free. At the Green Festivals, we have big collection boxes where we collect this stuff and tell people, bring your old cell phone. You wouldn't believe some of the crap they bring in. You know, we have in this building the Green Economy chapter on TerraCycle. TerraCycle started a 24-year college dropout, Tom Sackey. He's up in Canada hanging out with some friends, smoking some weed, and ants are awesome. And he goes, what do you do to these plants? Liquid worm poop. It's compost. They have a compost tea. And it's like steroids for your plants. So he gets this light bulb. I'll take recycled soda bottles, put the worm poop tea in it, and sell it as plant food. I've used this stuff in my house plants. It's awesome. He's now got 100 products all made from garbage. And he's in Home Depot, Walmart, Target, all of these other stores, right? And the investors are throwing money at them and all. The title of the chapter is Your Business Garbage. And he brags about it. You know, he goes, yeah, my business plan is complete garbage. He gets all a very interesting thing when I said, I didn't start the company to fire me. I started the company to prove make a lot of money. Say, and it's capitalism. We'd like to be in something different. But we're still, you know, there's this river of commerce flowing. And if you want to sluice some of it into a different irrigation ditch to fund triple bottom line economics, you got to get wet. You can't just stay on the riverbank saying, oh, well, you guys at Global Exchange, you must be capitalists because you got stores. Yeah. I'll match my Marxist theory against yours anytime you want to debate, pal. It's about making change in the world. You have change in your pocket. You ain't going to make change. Right? It's like, what was it? The Buddhist went to the hot dog salesman and made me one with everything, paid for it. Green economy is going to continue to grow because of these trends. Companies like Google are investing millions and millions of dollars into renewable energy because it makes sense. There are companies like Google and eBay and Yahoo and Microsoft that have these big server farms with these basements full of those things suck a lot of electricity and they generate a lot of heat. You got to figure out ways to have them be more efficient and generate less heat or to cool down. There are people with two-year college degrees focused on energy efficiency buildings who are starting at a salary of $100,000 a year. They're going to save that company a lot more than $100,000. There are consultants who go to companies and say, we'll come into your company and design a sustainability plan that will save you money and be better for the environment. You pay us 50% of what we save you. Right, you said it. So he gets these contracts, he goes in, he works for a week or two, and then he's getting a check every month, ad infinitum, because they can track. There's now software where you can track all of your different systems, what saving on garbage, recycling, composting, electric, lighting, water. It's really good software. We've got a chapter in the green activism. There are two colleges in Northfield, Abitition, up a windmill. The other one does an organic farm for the cafeteria, back and forth. Network called Energy Action, the Global Exchange, and about 20 other nonprofits set up, that's now on over 400 college campuses, and we're working our way down into the high schools where the students are pressing for sustainability policies campuses, right? Reduce your energy consumption, switch out your vehicles, don't use light on the lawns. You know, our kids are laying on lawns that we're spraying poison on. And then we get cancer. I wonder where that came from. If you go to globalcitizencenter.org, we've got curricula on there. We're in the process. Bay Area examples. Downloadable free. There's a whole bunch of sites. There's 5 green job reports. Fly through of a building we created in Second Life, the virtual reality space. Lucas and Luke. And we have curriculum like how to do a sustainability plan for your campus. So master course, a sustainability. Go to the administration college and you say, 850 cities in all 50 states have signed the Kyoto Protocols. The federal government didn't do it, so the cities, and we have a chapter in our book that explains how it happened in Dallas and New York. Places, activists like us just got together and said, hey, if the federal government isn't going to do the right thing, we can do it. Los Angeles, for example, is switching out their streetlights with LED light-emitting diodes. You know that a compact fluorescent light bulb is way more efficient than an incandescent. Problems, mercury, the light bulb coming out of LED light bulb that's just as good in terms of brightness and readability, that kind of stuff, and it lasts longer. So LA is going to be saving about $10 million a year once this save money and save the environment. Salt Lake City, not exactly your most left-wing city, but Rocky Anderson, the previous mayor, we have an interview in our book, he comes in and he says, we're going to sustainability. So things like at the solid waste treatment for sewage plant, at the landfill, they capture the methane dioxide for, it doesn't last as long. Of course, cow farts, cow burps, garbage, sewage, all of that gives off methane. The Arctic ain't permanent, that's giving off methane. What they're doing now at a lot of these sewage treatment plants and landfills is capturing the methane, using it as fuel to generate electricity to run that facility. So you're reducing your costs for the electricity at the same time that you're preventing that methane going. Our Public Utility Commission, you might want to try this here. You've got restaurants that are paying somebody to take away their French fry grease, or they're dumping it in the sewer. We were paying up to $7 million a year in San Francisco sewers because it waxes up, right, and it gunks up the sewer. Now the Public Utility Commission goes around with diesel trucks running on biodiesel, picking up that grease, making biodiesel to fuel the truck, to go pick up the biodiesel, to man. And one of the byproducts is glycerin, which you can make soap out of. Again, taking stuff out of the waste stream that we used to pay to dispose of and instead make a marketable product out of it, right? Our taxi commission now requires 50% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. Go, please do. We need the tourist dollars. A lot of Prius taxis and natural gas. I always show this to make people envious of my job. This is the Green All Department 7 Awesome. Oh, that was me. She's going to be mad at you that you thought she was a goat. So we have a program in the San Francisco high schools, and it's an environmental service learning program where we do project-based student empowerment. It's about dealing with where these kids are at. That's where we want to take them to, where they're at. This kid had somebody shot on his street. You don't deal with that, you're not going to get them to worry about polar bears. Yeah. So we empowerment model and we get them out of the classroom and it's project-based. We're going to build a garden at the cycling program, energy audits of the building, we're going to sidewalk, we're going to do panels on the roof, whatever. We train these kids in event production, big eco fest, where they are trained by us months ahead of time how to run green festivals like up to 45,000 people. So an event that's going to get 2,000 pound, you know, make sure adults, not the kids. The adults show up late. We had one of our girls' mother the night before our big event, June said, baby, you can go. No, you guys are my family. I'm more than just training movement of evolution. We work with City College in San Francisco. It's got over 100,000 students. It's got around town. Trying to do on the poor side of town, the campus income side of town, pathways, green, talk to them about jobs, about the way we think of our own. We've got a list on the Global Citizen Center site of 41 green jobs, green careers. That's just the ones we could find, right, in English. Probably more than that. There's green jobs out there, you just got. And we have a video fly-through of our building in Second Life. If you go to Global Citizen site and you look up in the upper left-hand corner, there's a video fly-through that Lou created. You go through the building and it shows. Basic idea is to create a virtual green festival and do the same thing of combining enterprise and education. Right now, when you go online and you go to a website, it's flat. It's two-dimensional. Second Life is three-dimensional. It has depth. You can walk through it. So we could have right now a building in Second Life with people from China and Argentina and avatars up on the screen, us in this room back and forth. Think of it as real cheap video. See people from around the world, and it doesn't cost anything. The Second Life software, if you go to secondlife.com, it's free. You download the software, you create your avatar, you want to make yourself big, muscular, feet, rabbit head, whatever. And then that allows you to go in. Our building isn't open to the public yet. We're populating it first. So things like exhibit space, online stores, meeting spaces, seminars, events, focus groups, training, right? We have speakers. We have all this green fest video and, you know, text and books and all that stuff. Not only come and get access to that, but they'll bump into, you know, I was on the other day, and there's a German guy and a Japanese woman who's chatting. And you go to globalcitizencenter.org, in the upper right-hand corner is a place. So when we open the building, we'll send you an email and say, hey, check it out. Here, come on. We're into unity of diversity. Nature's core principles. Humans, we talk about diversity, but if you've got diverse people in the room fighting, it's not too cool. Nature does it all very smoothly. Everything is somebody else's waste in nature. We're the only species that waste that nature can't. Same as a condiment. A little bit. Not too much. Well, you get paralyzed, right? We're in five cities. We get about 25,000 to 45,000 people per show, about 300 to 400 nations. Combination of a conference with speakers, expo with the exhibits. You want people to be able to kick the tires of the green economy. You know, do you have organic dog food? Yeah, right. Yeah, we get everything. Whatever product or service exists in the non-green economy. The great thing about it is these are the nicest. You've got the entrepreneurial drive of an activist, fix it today, not tomorrow, but they're actually shipping product. They're producing. Talk is the opiate of the intellectuals. It's why I have a PhD, but I didn't stay in academia. I realized it was like a cul-de-sac. It was blah, 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 blah. The postmodern construction of the hermeneutic of the verb. You know, it's like, dude, demonstration? No, you couldn't. You wouldn't know how to. So just some pictures. You know what? In that room, could somebody just go in that room? There's some lights behind that. You can just push the switch. You'll be able to see that. No, on your left, there's a panel of three white switches. Three white.
The sun that greens my live on. Conflict each and every day, at home and in the streets and in my soul and everywhere. It's hard to keep the faith when I feel so far away. Times I feel connected, times I'm running away. But whoa, whoa, can't you see all the sickness, hunger, and poverty? War on the land and war in the seas. Whoa, war is a painful thing. One argument none of us can't hide is the one that's raging down deep inside. Trying to make a point or have the last word, but most of the time people just trying to be heard. They say you got to choose your side, and when it's done, nobody right, nobody wrong. It ended in a great big fight, and when it's done, nobody right, nobody wrong. But how many people never ever broke a rule, and how many people trying to get their kids to school, and how many people pray they only find a job, and how many people are afraid of getting robbed? Escalate Wall Street crime rate from the Baghdad streets to my city by the bay. Hey, they say you got to choose your side, and when it's done, nobody right, nobody wrong. It ended in a great big fight, and when it's done, nobody right.
A little more Michael Franti from All Rebel Rockers, and that was called Nobody Right, Nobody Wrong. I want to play Have a Little Faith before I kind of move away from Michael Franti, and I did find the little water lecture that I picked up at Peace Village last summer. And what I want to say, oh yeah, I was looking for music that I like, you know, thinking, oh, I'll play them stuff I like, and I couldn't find anything. I mean, I like Michael Franti. And I like Spearhead. I like his message. And so we'll play one more. And I want to shout out to John Fricker for coming in and getting rid of the rude light, something that I think all the rest of us should have known how to do. It's kind of a simple thing, but shout out anyway. You're listening to KSKQ 94.9 FM in Ashland, Oregon. We're a project of the Multicultural Association, and we're at 330 East Hersey Street, Ashland. Our phone number is 541-482-3999, and we're always interested in hearing from you. We're always interested in your phone calls. If you like what you hear, or if you always want to make a radio show, think about becoming a member. Our members keep our doors open, and we're always grateful to you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for supporting KSKQ. Now, here's that final Michael Franti for the day. It's called Have a Little Faith. Thank you.
seem to follow you around, and you got no reason to show. Don't let it go. Oh no. And when it's 3 in the morning, and you've told your whole life story to a telephone, and the radio's the only thing to let you know you're not alone. Oh no. Just have a little faith in me. I'll have a little faith in you. So have a little faith in me. Don't let it go.
Be strong for me, I'll be strong for you.